I know, that was delightful.
Like, it's always like I just grab Folgers.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's cheap and it's what's there.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody picked up another brand that's even cheaper. And it's like, yeah, it's in a yellow can.
Yeah.
And the coffee ground is like super fine, like powder sugar level fine.
Mm.
And it's even cheaper tasting.
I didn't know that was possible.
It is. It is. And so then I found the great value, which is in between both of them. I don't consider it less than the yellow can, but it is less than, it's less than Folgers.
Well.
Anyways.
You know what? It's here today.
Yeah, it's here. It works. It's better than that C4 I had.
That's true.
Do you want to know why I picked up a C4?
I would love to know why you picked up C4.
I saw Zach drinking one.
Yesterday?
No, not yesterday. At some point, that day that we were, I think it was Easter. One of those days, Zach and I were talking, and I'm like, man, I feel like an energy drink today. And he said, yeah, me too. And he's like, send me a picture of yours, and I'll send you a picture of my energy drink. And
oh, yeah.
So I had a Bang.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, had a Bang, sent him a picture of it. And then he sent me his C4, and I'm like, Zach's on to something. He's way more conscious of what is in a can of, you know, energy drink can. No. So I'm like, let me try one of those. They're good.
Yeah. And I, listen, if that's the biggest fight we've probably ever had in our marriage.
It's energy drinks.
Freaking energy drinks. Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah. I drink too many of them. And I remember when they first started getting popular, like back in, this is maybe 90s, there was a thing, it was called Jolt Cola.
That's interesting. And it was like a brand of,
it was this before Monster days.
Mm.
And it was like before, it was like a Coca-Cola, but I guess they injected it with more caffeine. But then the Monsters came out, you know?
Yeah.
And then those got real popular, and now it's just a monopoly of, you know, craziness. Anyways,
I saw something on it yesterday. I'm trying to find the name of it. This will make you never
read it and scare me off of it, because I've been drinking them pretty frequently. It's convenient. They taste good, and they kind of work.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta find it. I don't want to spit a bunch of misinformation. I'll have to find it. But did you know there's a place you can go find the toxicology of, or the toxicity of things?
Like a website?
Yeah, but it's like you have to put it on, it's called PubChem.
Hmm.
So it's like PubMed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyways.
Yeah, interesting.
Did you know most people have health issues because they take in too much B6?
Hmm.
Energy drinks are loaded with B6.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find this. I don't want to put it on the podcast, okay. But well, I'll tell you about it later.
I know. You know, I've heard they're not good.
No, I just told him. I told Zach. I was like, yo, you've got to stop doing that. Like, you have high levels of anxiety that kick in.
Yeah.
This is attributing to it.
Oh, it's like, funny.
So he did. We took a week of...
Is that when you got rid of the caffeine too?
We all got rid of caffeine for a week.
Geez, I guess it's time to do that. Do it about quarterly.
Dude, that first day, I thought I had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I had a headache. I was nauseous. I was like, okay, I have an addiction.
Yeah.
And all I ever drank was one cup of coffee every day.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Like, I wasn't going, like,
right
over the top or whatever, but just pulling off of that.
That's what my resets look like. I'll cut it out,
mm-hmm,
and I'll endure the headache of the first or second day.
Yeah.
And I'll just drink a lot of water, and I get energy from water.
Uh-huh.
And then when I do get back on, it's like a cup of coffee, and then it's like I'll drink water with it, and it like carries it through my body. The water does. I don't know if there's any.
Water is conductive.
There we go.
Literally, that's what water does. It moves all toxicity out.
Yeah.
If you drink the correct water.
Right. Science.
Then it actually goes into your cells to rehydrate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what I do. And I feel better from it. But one thing that I have noticed, whenever you get off of a dependence on something, whether it's caffeine or like if you're taking sleeping pills, Mm-hmm. Which I don't take sleeping pills. I'm just saying, as an example, it forces you to take control of your body, to be more aware of your time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, go to bed on time because you're not going to have help. Mm-hmm. But your body gets into the mode where it takes care of itself.
If you let yourself get off of things, like, I always say, like, the first 3, 4, 5 days are the hardest.
Yeah.
And if you can get past that, you're golden.
Yeah.
Because your body just naturally resets.
Yeah.
You just have to keep giving it opportunity to reset.
Yeah, right.
Hence that's the good. No caffeine.
Yeah, that's good. Well, today, super mystical environment today because we have a light. Mm-hmm. We had the lights off, but we have this color light on.
Mm-hmm. Feels very vibrant.
Yeah, it feels like an actual studio because there's like lights everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
And not those harsh blue.
Not those harsh, you're in
fluorescent
a...
fluorescent lights.
Yeah, you're in a cubicle office light.
Yeah.
Man, the next time we're on a, you know, we Zoom somebody or we're on a show, we should get a good lighting setup like this.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
It'd be so cool to get that logo.
Yeah,
plastic with gold
right
light,
up there.
Yeah, or something like that, and light it the same colors.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Anyways, I guess today we're going to talk about a fence.
Yeah.
And I have show and tell, a show and tell item. Did you ever do that in school?
Yes. I don't remember it.
I remember. It was just like one of the highlights of everything. And yesterday, let me just go into show and tell because this is, I'm following the trail here.
I like it.
We talked about turtles last time that you had the turtle with the globe on its shell.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about that on the episode?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I told you about the one that I had in school.
Yeah.
I've been seeing turtles everywhere. Everywhere.
Freaking love it.
When I'm running, there's turtles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're dead, but there's turtles.
Yeah.
On the road yesterday, I was driving, took a trip to Athens.
Hmm.
Turtles everywhere. I've also been seeing the color orange everywhere, and I've been seeing oranges, the fruit, everywhere.
Hmm.
Like, there's something to both of them going on.
Yeah.
And I even found yesterday, I've seen combinations of these things too. Yesterday I saw my license plate that I always see, that JVV,
yeah,
and it had these orange colors on it.
Wow.
And then obviously the Florida license plates, I've been seeing those. Those got the oranges, but look at, there's those shades of orange and amber.
Shut
up. I've been seeing that everywhere. I saw a truck with that on it. It said Faith Co. on it, some company.
Wow.
Been seeing this stuff everywhere. And anyways, I saw a commercial and there's just a bowl of oranges sitting there.
Wow.
All these oranges. And I've been seeing it for other people too. Anyways, we go on this trip and all this stuff is just tokens to me. It's the Lord just speaking loudly. Mm-hmm. And I stopped by this old antique mall. I passed it on the way home. And then I stopped. I was just like, oh, no, wait, that turtle. That's where I saw that turtle. I was going to go by and see if I could buy it.
Mm.
So I turned around and went there. They didn't have it. But I was going to buy it and bring it in for show and tell today. What I did find, however, I've told the I Love Lucy story on here before.
Yeah.
For everybody that doesn't know, you know, I'm big into filmmaking, movie stuff, kind of maybe pioneering something. It's not here, and so I'm trying to bring it here just by doing it and being it.
Yeah.
And I had a dream a couple of years ago. I think it had to have been October. I have it in my notes, but where I inherited the rights to I Love Lucy. Lucille Ball's everything. And normally when people have dreams where you're tied with some famous person or something like that, it's almost like you have a similar... The Lord has something similar, calling or destiny, or, you know, you're going to do something. So always pay close attention to those kind of things. And anyways, I wake up the next day and it's her birthday. And
you didn't know
had no idea it's her birthday. And so I start researching her and she pioneered like what is television?
Yeah.
You know, she pioneered the whole TV show genre.
Mm-hmm.
And she pioneered it in Jamestown. Which is hilarious. Play on, you know, it's got my name attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on Facebook Market the other day. I was like, man, I like keeping tokens of stuff.
Yeah.
Got those blue angel jets in my office and all the weird stuff. So I was like, I need to find like an I Love Lucy poster and just hang it up somewhere. So yesterday, while I was in Athens, I stopped by Goodwill because I'm looking for movie props and stuff too. And let me show you what I found. This is my show and tell.
Shut up.
Just sitting there. Hold on. I'll cut the silence out.
Why? I like the silence. This is suspense.
Suspense. This.
Shut the flip up.
It's just sitting there. Like 78 cents is the I Love Lucy Volume 1. That's the original episodes. Like, read the back of it.
Also, it's coated in orange.
It's coated in orange. See what it says, talking about pioneering it, and it's their first episodes.
Oh my gosh. The first lady of television.
Mm-hmm.
And her program is the most popular in history. Wow. This is incredible, dude.
Isn't that cool?
What a freaking token, dude.
Yeah, I know it. So now I got to put it in a shadow box or a display case. And when people, if anyone ever steps foot in my office at home,
they're going to see it, dude.
It's like, what? I Love Lucy? Wolverine? Fighter jets?
It's funny. They got it on 4/2020.
Oh, yeah?
That's what it says.
Interesting.
04202024.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's like Volume 1. Those are the first one that aired. You know, it's the first episode that ever aired. The one that pioneered it, you know, yeah. That launched it.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's orange.
I freaking love
that,
dude.
Cool? That's my show and tell for the day.
What tokens, man?
Yeah. Man, I've needed them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've needed these tokens. They sustain me a lot of times. I mean, it's not like I would do anything or give up, but they help, you know?
Dude.
It's constant. It's a constant hope to latch onto. He just drops these breadcrumbs like, this is worth it.
Yeah.
Your faith is worth it.
To me, it all, when I'm getting all of those tokens, it's like, hey, I love you this much. I'm surrounding you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, your destiny is more important to me than it is even to you.
Yes. He's saying my word surrounds you.
My word surrounds you.
Can't get away from it.
Yeah. Like, look at this.
Yes. It's amazing.
Like, it is here. And I feel like that's like the whole thing that the Lord is drawing people into is like grounding them in the reality that God is around them.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, this is far greater than you realize. This isn't about just like your purpose and your destiny. This is about knowing me in all of your ways. This is about us together.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's good. And in the midst of everything too, in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That was another thing that I saw. I think it was on that license plate. It was like 55.
15, I saw it.
55:15. So I pull up Psalm 55:15, and it's about, I want to say it's about the companionship or friendship, like David, and maybe, I can't remember. I had it pulled up. But, yeah, I call to the Lord, and he will save me evening and morning and at noon. He hears my voice. He redeems my soul in the safety from the battle that I wage. It's like I started a war, and he redeems my soul in the war that I started. Brilliant. It's like we get to pick fights and get redeemed in it as Brilliant. We've already
There's
been
the redemption.
Conquered.
Like, that's the redemption of all things. That's why we wage war.
Yeah. And 55:15 is let death steal over them. Let them go down to Sheol alive. For evil is in their dwelling place and in their heart. But I call to God. Like, it's just this whole thing.
Hmm.
It feels that way right now.
Brilliant.
Everything feels cursed.
Yeah.
Oh man, this stuff that's going on, it feels like,
yeah,
very strange, but this feels like that, you know, I get that token in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the truth in the midst of the lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a dream last night too. That the Satan showed up as in a steam room.
The Nahash.
Like a sauna. Yeah. And he showed up and I've had a couple of interactions with him in dreams before, and he shows up super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
In my dream. And I know it's him in the dream. I'm like, this is him. This is the accuser. And he doesn't look like he's not red with the, you know, pitchfork and stuff. In the dream, he looks like a person and he's super friendly. And he comes across as like comfortable to talk to, but he usually shows up as a sweet old man that has a contract or something, or this other guy takes the form of this like middle-aged, just like, I'm like a coworker. Yeah. It's sort of what he's like. But he comes in last night in the steam room and he just gets his towel and wraps it on and sits down. And he starts saying, like, man, are you still doing all that stuff? Are you still like, you know, working here and caring about these people? And it was just so like calm and chill. It'd be like if you asked me that, like, are you still doing that stuff? Are you still taking care of these people and doing the right thing? And I said, yeah, and I'm going to keep doing it. And he says, oh, you think these people are worth it? And I'm like, yeah. And then he kind of laughs. He's like, yeah, all right. Anyways, had that too.
It's so interesting.
But he makes it easy to think twice about it. Mm-hmm. You know, that war in your mind. So anyways, had that going on too, which is another indicator of,
oh yeah,
I'm on the trail of something. If you got, you know, things like him showing up.
Yeah. I think especially when it comes at you, to things get posed as questions for you to question.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's such a drawing of like the accuser will make you doubt.
Yes.
They will put those seeds of doubt in you. Like, are you sure?
Yeah. It's not a direct, you're going to fail. You're doing this. It's
Sometimes it's like that. But sometimes it is. But it's way more slippery, like a snake that comes up. And I always think of like the Jungle Book, you know, where he like locks eyes with
him. Hypnotizes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah. And it's peaceful. So here, let me just,
Well, think about that. If you're hypnotized, it feels peaceful.
It does.
You're entranced.
Right.
You're entranced in something else. And that can feel peaceful.
Right.
It's camouflaged.
It is. Yeah, it's very strategic. It's like sometimes the Lord will, you know, lead us in with questions, you know. You won't get a direct answer from him, but it's like he wants you to discover it, find it, and gain understanding in it.
To me, those things have always been there's a little bit of like, okay, this feels exciting.
Yeah.
Like the fruit of it is like, this feels really hopeful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I feel eager to understand.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whereas accusation, you start to feel fearful, like.
Yeah.
And questioning yourself. It's like, confusion. Should I really do this? Am I really in this? Like, am I really at that?
Yeah.
It's like, let it go, dude.
Yeah.
Do not entertain that voice.
Right.
But that's the thing that I've kind of been on. In terms of like offense, you know, is like getting entrapped by something. Because I was looking at that word offense. Well, let me circle all the way back. So like 2 weeks ago, the Lord told me to study what it means to bind and to loose.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of people have taken those scriptures about like, if two or more are gathered in my name and they agree on a matter, it will be established. Well, that's only in context in Matthew 18, when about restoring a brother that sinned against you. It's the only time, like when two or three have agreed on something.
Yeah.
The only other time it talks about binding and loosing was in Matthew 16, where Jesus asked Peter, like, hey, who do you say that I am?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you are the Christ. And I love this. Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah.
Yeah.
Simon Bar-Jonah actually means hearing the son of the dove.
Oh, wow.
That's what Simon Bar-Jonah actually means, hearing the son of the dove.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I just looked it up. And I was like, holy crap, dude. Like, blessed are you when you hear the son of the dove.
Yeah.
For flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And which to me, like, that's comparison. That's Jesus and the Father. The Father revealed this, but it was actually through hearing of the Son.
The Son.
And then he said, I hope I can tie this together, right? Because I keep seeing these two things go back and forth. But in Matthew 16, Jesus is talking, and then he's telling the disciples after this, because he was like, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father is who in heaven. And he was like, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail.
Yeah.
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, then he starts to describe this to the disciples, like what has to come about his death and resurrection. And Peter was like, yo, like, no, like, far be it from you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And then he says, get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
You are an offense to me.
Yeah.
And that thing just jumped out at me. In Matthew 18, so fast forward, Jesus is talking about little children. Mm-hmm. And he says, before he talks about binding and loosing and about restoring the brethren, he says, woe to those who an offense comes. Like, an offense is going to have to come, but yeah. Woe to who it comes through.
Yeah.
Who's offended it mm-hmm. at me,
yeah.
but who's offended at these little children.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, binding and loosing has a direct correlation to things that are offensive.
Yeah.
Things that people are offended by, mm-hmm. that they don't understand the ways. And this offense is what causes things to get bound or to get loosed.
Yeah.
You know, and this offense, I looked up that word. It means to entrap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something that has Jeez. Trapped somebody.
Yeah.
And I realized it's all about the whole commandment, like, love the Lord your God and then love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole thing is actually like, don't be offended.
Yeah.
Don't be offended towards what the Lord is trying to establish within you. And don't be offended at your brothers.
Yeah.
Like, those two things are vital
yeah.
for releasing whatever the Lord has for the kingdom of heaven here.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and just even practicing your authority in that.
Yeah.
Y'all should go look at that.
That's good.
That Matthew 18, it just jumped off my
yeah.
freaking, because it's literally like, that Matthew 18 is all about, he's talking about little children and not being offended about little children.
Yeah.
Which to me, the Lord showed me this, like, so many people, and he was speaking directly to me, but I could instantly see it how I can see it within other people.
Yeah.
The Lord told me, you believe I have a high standard for maturity and that you have been trying to obtain maturity. Mm. He said, my standard and the only standard I've ever set is to enter the kingdom like a child.
That's it. Yeah.
There is no standard of maturity.
That's right.
The standard is to enter in like a king, like a child.
Yep.
And that is through the way of humility. And I was like, okay, Lord, well, what does it mean to be humble? And he was like, you have a learner's permit.
Mm.
Everything That's about good. The kingdom is, hey, we have permission to learn.
Yeah.
We have a permit to learn all things.
Yeah.
And so it's never about, are we getting there? Are we achieving the high standard? Are mm-hmm. we being mature sons of God? It's like, that
mm-hmm.
is very much the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah. It has a certain feel and trajectory and like image associated with it, like a linear
mm-hmm.
or an upward,
yeah.
you know, kind of thought pattern or like.
Yeah.
In which if something is like that, when it comes to, you know, you have to maintain that. And once you get higher and higher, it's like, man, it's a far way back to the ground. It's just like a whole nother paradigm shift.
Yeah. Whereas if you're like, hey, I'm just like a child. I'm always learning here.
Yeah.
I'm always learning. Like mm-hmm. Just like Paul said that.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't obtained the prize. I haven't obtained this thing, but no. I press onward.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going in this. I'm going to mm-hmm. keep learning all yeah. the things that he has for me to learn.
Yeah.
Like, that is the true way of the kingdom. That's the only standard that the Lord has. And I think as you see him, you get transformed more and more and more. But it's like, if you stay humble and realize, like, yo, this isn't about achieving maturity.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's literally about learning him.
Yeah, that's it. That childlikeness
mm-hmm.
is a big one.
Because kids are always learning.
I know it.
Like, yeah. I look at Bexley, it doesn't flipping matter what she's doing. She's learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
She's growing in her senses, literally,
mm-hmm.
not just her five senses, but like her proprioception and like,
yeah.
how does her body respond when she falls? What does this look like?
And yeah.
anyways, cause you know, we have like thousands of senses
mm-hmm.
beyond just our five normal yeah. senses, but
yeah. And they're naturally free.
Yeah.
It's like, and they're inherently, children are pretty completely free. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously there are situations. It depends on
where you get controlled and stuff.
Yeah. But aside from that, they're the most free beings here, you
mm-hmm.
know? Yeah, that offense is a big one. I really believe this. So, yeah, we have all these rights. You have the right to surrender those rights. You got to give up that stuff. Let it go. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Any rights you have, really. Right to be offended. right to whatever. And the cool thing, you can own those rights. It's like you totally have the right. You totally have the right to be bitter.
Yeah.
You know, they did something horrible to you. You have the right to it. Yeah. But if you own it, then you can give it away too.
Mm-hmm. That's like that. I had had a dream where there was a guard. Mm-hmm. Like I was, these tornadoes had come in and they had moved me out into this like glass house. And in this glass house, there was a guard at this door and he told me, do not enter this courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was like a lawyer room where there was going to be recordings of things.
Uh-huh.
And he was so, so stern, but so like, I knew it was protective.
Yeah.
I knew he was very, very protective of me. And he was like, do not go in that room.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was a trap for me.
Mm-hmm.
And after I, like, because after I had that dream, like, I talked to Zach about it, I talked to Kat about it, and then I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
And it was so, dude, you freaking hit the nail on the head. It was like, to be in transparency is to keep no record of wrong.
Yeah.
And to not go into a recording of anything.
Yeah.
Like, do not go through the recordings of your own mind. And that's real love.
Yeah.
Real love keeps no record of wrong.
That's true.
And it's such an invitation. Like, that's how you live in transparency with one another.
Yeah.
Is you never hold anything against your brethren.
Yeah. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a complete trap that then they have legal right to use against you.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've kept a record of somebody's wrongs, those wrongs will actually be pinned.
Yeah.
Like.
That's right.
What is that? There's a scripture about that. Like, whatever you do, like it would be done unto you.
Yeah. Well, it's like the forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you don't forgive, then your Heavenly Father won't forgive you is what it says. But it's like, if you don't have forgiveness in your heart, then you can't be open to having it for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't give it.
Well, that's that scripture.
You're locked off from receiving it too.
Oh yeah. But like in Matthew 18, that was the other. So after I've just been sitting in Matthew 18, it's just like folding open for me.
Yeah.
And I know, because it's like me just, I feel like this whole thing has been imparted to me, where I've changed my mind on so many things.
Yeah.
But in Matthew 18, he tells that parable, of the unforgiving servant, right? So the king, you've got somebody that was like in massive debt, and he goes before the king, and the king had compassion on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees a fellow servant, and that fellow servant had done him wrong, and he owed him something, and then he pinned him, and he was like, no, you owe me.
Yeah.
Like, you owe me something here.
Yeah.
And the other fellow servants were grieved in their heart by this, so they went to the king.
Yeah.
And so the king summoned this unforgiving person.
Yeah.
And I thought this was brilliant. He was like, hey, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?
Hmm.
And it says, and his master was angry and delivered him into the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. But I thought this was, so my Heavenly Father will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brothers his trespasses.
Hmm.
And I thought that was brilliant, because that whole thing of like, that you will actually be turned over to that thing that's torturing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't release forgiveness literally from your innermost being, you're going to be tortured in that.
Yeah.
Like that, it's not that God is angry with you. It's like, yo, like, that's not the way. The way is not bitterness and unforgiveness and to not have compassion. The way is forgiveness.
Yeah.
No matter who they are.
Yeah.
No matter if you have a high expectation, like, they should know better.
Right.
You know, I've had several conversations with people where they're like, well, they should have known. They should have known better.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. They probably should have. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they're so-and-so and they've got, you know, they're supposed to be mature in this walk.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but you also are supposed to be mature in this walk. And
grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, have compassion on them. Yeah. It's like, don't.
Yeah. That's where the trick is, though, is in the middle of feeling that. You got to feel it. And I think Daniel, he's been talking about this recently. Like, sit in that fear and acknowledge it and even feel it. And we've talked about it. We swim in the shit storm. Swim around in it and feel it. Know that you're there. And then once you know you're there, apply redemption to it. Like, yeah. I forgive them. I'm swimming in this vomit. But I
even
forgive
if,
them.
Even if it's like, yo, I don't see this person. Like, I see their faults.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, I see like, hey, they're stuck in this thing.
Yeah.
They're not choosing to get out of it. People can get so offended that mm-hmm. people are not wanting to move forward.
Right.
Or they can be offended because somebody else has made a choice to do something yeah. that they don't think was right.
Yeah.
And you can live with an offense of like,
yep.
you should have known better.
And part of that offense too is that you've taken that one thing that they did and made that their entire being.
Yeah.
You've made that their mask. Like, that's who they are.
Yeah.
It could have been a 5-minute conversation. It could have been a 2-second, a word they said.
Yeah.
And you've now, that thing has won because it has taken their place as a person.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they acted like that. They're always acting like that. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't know who they are. So, but don't be offended at that.
Yeah.
Have compassion on that. That's like the dream that I just had about where we were surrounding a brother.
Yeah.
And we were laying hands, but we were speaking into the depths of this person.
Uh-huh.
And like actually finding value
yeah.
about them, not about anything else. It was just like going into the value of this person and yeah. people were surrounding them in a brand new way. And it was like, that's what I feel like the true church is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's like surround your brothers, speak into who they really are yeah. and find the things that have actually benefited. Like,
yeah.
Yo, and in the dream, like I was crying. I even cried as I was waking yep. up about it. It's just like, yo, mm-hmm. they showed up and yeah. they unlocked me
yep.
when they spoke this to me
yep.
and being able to articulate that to the person.
Absolutely.
Those aren't words of affirmation. That's like yeah. real vulnerability.
Yeah.
Like, hey, when you said this, it made me feel this and yeah. I could feel the love of God around me.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
the,
it's
that's
like,
the father's heart too. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's like the prodigal son story is like, you're welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
You come back here, we're slaughtering that calf, whatever.
Yeah.
And here's my robe. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the father's heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just seen so much Correct. That we've gotten stuck on, offenses and judgments about people's choices.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it.
And it's like
the one bad, look how heavy
mm-hmm.
in our minds that outweighs the goodness of that person
mm-hmm.
or who they actually are. Like, look at what that does.
Yeah.
And it's like, you go this whole, you could spend 20 years with somebody in relationship mm-hmm. with somebody and they do one thing, the one wrong thing that just pokes that button the right way. And it's like, oh no, you're dead to me. You are this.
Yeah.
One little thing.
One little thing.
It's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let that thing take control of you.
Yeah, don't let it rob you.
It's offensive to let something like that take your, you know.
Cookies.
Your heart and your cookies, yeah. No way.
Yeah.
That's how we feel about God. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, in general, a lot of people feel that way. It's like, if I make one wrong move, he's done with me. He'll flutter away. That dove, mm-hmm. it lands, but if you do one thing that it doesn't like, it's gone.
Because we think God is harsh and has a high standard.
Yeah.
We think right. he has these high standards for us to live up to.
Yeah.
And that if we don't meet it, we're out.
Mm-hmm. And if we view people that way, where they're defined by the thing they said,
mm-hmm.
then we probably feel that God feels that way towards
us. Or the thing they did or that they didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah. Even something they don't even know about.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had so many of those conversations where people did something or didn't do something and people were offended by it.
Yeah.
But they would never communicate it.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, you've got to at least communicate, hey, this made me feel this way. Right. Not you did these things.
Yeah.
Like, go into that and be like, hey, when this happened, I experienced yeah. this like this.
Mm-hmm.
I know this isn't your heart. Can you help me understand what was your perception of this?
Yeah.
Think about how opening those conversations
get. That is such
a
pure space of relationship. It's mm-hmm. like we can sit at a table
mm-hmm.
and place everything on it.
Yeah.
And I'd say the purest form of it would be, I'm going to share this and I know that you can take it and weigh it responsibly. Like, I don't have to worry about backlash. I don't have to worry about you taking it the wrong way. We can say, hey, I feel this. Let's look at it together.
Yeah.
And weigh it out.
Listen, I've been so, and Zach and I have really practiced this.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, it's me and you against whatever that thing getting projected into our marriage is.
Yes, right.
Like, we're on the same team. It's not me and you, me against you.
Yeah.
It's, we're doing this thing and I want to look at that together.
Yeah.
Let's examine this thing that's been affecting our marriage or this thing that's been affecting our relationship.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. And I've been on this trail too. We are supposed to have like an undying allegiance to the truth.
Yeah.
It's like not emotions, not feelings, not bias. It's like my allegiance is to the truth. I'm going to separate. I'm going to go sit in my heavenly place up there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. With the possibility that I could be way off.
Yeah.
No matter how strongly I feel about it.
Yeah.
I have to weigh the malleability of that and the humility of like, maybe I've been wrong for 40 years.
Yeah.
But I'm going to consider it and I'm open to it. Or 100 years, I'm open to it.
Like Sarah.
Lead me into truth. Yeah.
Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
Maybe she had just been wrong for 90 years.
That's right. Yeah.
I've had this wrong view of God that he was punishing me because I couldn't have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why she laughed at him.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Dude, that is brilliant though. I felt that very strongly just then, like to encourage people that nobody is against you. This me versus you. If you think that somebody is, I would encourage you to reframe that it's me and them versus this thing
that's good.
In front of us.
Yeah.
And whether that's a mountain or a disease or a relationship break or a whatever it is.
Reframe is a good word for it too.
Yeah. That's reframe good. What's happening.
Yeah.
And I even felt too that there was just this offering being given to people to go and restore relationships.
Yeah.
Like if there has been an offense in any sliver of it, even in your own mind, like pull the splinter out.
Yep.
Pull the splinters out and let the Lord come and heal that and then go offer that to your brother and like, hey.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that this was affecting me for so long and I want to make this thing right.
Yeah.
You know, because I think more than anything, I think that's why the Lord went after like whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Yeah.
It was all done in relationships.
Yeah.
The whole thing was about relationships.
That's good. Yeah.
And so go after those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Go that's after good. Those.
Man.
And, you know, don't like there's a difference between like forcing the thing.
Yeah.
But there is a place of vulnerability.
Say your peace and leave the door open for it.
Yeah. Let your peace rest upon it.
Yeah.
And then if people aren't really willing to go there yet, then you go bless them and then take your peace back.
Yeah.
You know.
And if they don't want a part of it.
Yeah.
You've done your thing and you just be there and it's open. You've opened the door on your end of it.
Yeah.
And you can let it go at that point.
Man, I think it's such a beautiful secret ops that we have to intercede behind the scenes to bless them. If there is that, like,
yeah,
the Lord has told me that it is of great honor.
Yeah.
To bless those behind the scenes because he said, like when you are blessing people behind the scenes, all of heaven is listening.
Yep.
Like there's actually nothing done in secret.
Yeah.
In the kingdom of heaven.
That's it.
It may be done in secret on the earth.
Here, yeah.
Like
can't see it here.
Yeah, you won't be able to see it here, but in heaven, everybody's listening to what we say because we carry authority.
Yep. That's
we're made in his image, and so you either partner and you bind things.
Yeah.
Or you loose things.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
However that is happening in secret, but yeah,
that's good.
What an honor it is to move into such purity in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there is a great fire, a refinement coming to people in relationships to where we enter in through real intimacy and not, what feels like a mass of, chaos and kind of confusion and
divisiveness. Yep. Confusion, divisiveness.
Yeah.
And even different perceptions of things.
And I think it's real easy to click into criticism.
Oh yeah.
Like that bait is always there. Or judgment or opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, I've realized that like you can have an opinion on a situation. It actually doesn't freaking matter.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't matter what your opinion is. Yeah,
surrender that too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just like...
Yeah. Well, if you have that allegiance to the Lord and the wholeness, mm-hmm. that's where everything comes from there.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah, I just think that our perceptions create such a deep reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've been in that, like I am ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
I will find unity.
Yeah.
I will contend for unity. I will contend for, to cover one another,
yeah.
to be transparent. And if that means having really hard and awkward and befumbling situation conversations, so be it.
Part of it. Messiness. Yeah. That's the fat.
Yeah.
That, you know, shouldn't be trimmed off the steak. It gives it flavor.
Well, that's
gives a substance.
That's an aroma unto the Lord.
It is. That is. That messiness or
that
whatever.
That messiness really is.
That greasiness. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it. But that's maturity, man. You can see a group of people that have that resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, no matter what happens, it's going to get on that table. We're going to, it's just going to get worked out the right way. And if there is any offense, that person is going to have forgiveness.
Yeah.
Like if everybody's whole,
yeah.
it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's actually what's being established.
I think it is too.
Everywhere, not just here. I mean, we have our own friendships and stuff here, but like.
Of course. Well, I've seen it in different arenas of my life. Very similar things. Offense. I've mm-hmm. seen offense come through in, you know, I've got 10 jobs. I've seen it in every area.
Yeah.
And I've said this to people. There was one particular job I was at with a coworker, and they were telling me all this stuff, and I could see that this individual was stuck in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say stuff, and it wouldn't go through because that person is so like, this is wrong. I don't have to put up with this and stuff. But I was able to finally, I just kept sharing like, hey, don't hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not subject to that,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. But it's like windows. That's what I said. I said, yeah, I feel like there's really a window,
mm-hmm.
occasionally a window will open and that one particular spirit will come through. And if there's a mouthpiece for it, it'll come through. And it's all the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's waves of it. And especially when everybody's seeing the same thing, it's like, okay, this is a window.
Mm.
We can collectively, you know, maintain our faith in it or whatever that looks like, forgiveness.
We can bind it.
We can bind it. Yeah. We can bind it. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
But it feels like windows
mm-hmm.
of the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I really do think there is such an element that the Lord has been teaching me about how to do that. And I've seen it. Like how to bind division.
Yeah.
How to loose unity.
Yeah.
How to, like, loose brethren, like, real deep brethren love.
Yeah.
And it's an energy.
Yeah.
There's a specific wave. That sounds really woo-woo-y, but it is.
Care.
It's a frequency that kind of, I can feel it. It's almost like a song that will enter the room.
Yep.
And if there is division, it's another song.
Yeah.
It sounds like...
country music.
Almost. Like screeching.
Yeah.
You remember when I told you and Tyler about how the Lord woke me up at like 2 a.m. and mm-hmm. I went outside and I heard that.
The banshee
scream.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah.
It is literally like that.
Yeah.
It's almost ear piercing.
Yeah.
And he's been training me in that to be able to hear that.
Discern
like,
it.
Yeah. That actually doesn't sit right. That doesn't feel right.
Yep.
That feels gross.
Yeah.
But it's that banshee,
yep.
I think. That
scream of banshee. Yeah.
Yeah, that witch. Really?
Yeah,
it's
right.
trying to come in and sabotage.
Yeah, I think so.
But.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
That's good. That's another ancient way survival guide writing right there, offense.
Mm-hmm.
And like as a family or as a group of people, like what does wholeness look like? That's something we should start jotting down.
We really should. Collectively.
Collectively.
Because I think you can do it in private and in your own person. But
oh,
when
man.
You have a collective mind, talk about that beehive mind, the hive mentality. People are so geared to look at all the negative report and all the chaos and like they hive mind into that.
Yeah.
It's like, what if we did that into unity?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we did that of like, I will keep no record of wrong ever.
Yeah.
Jesus
right.
never did. So
right.
what if we did that?
It's like, what if we're the body and Christ is the head? Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah. Cool.
It's beautiful.
It is.
All right, guys. Go. If any of that resonated, I would encourage you to dive into that. Go and search that out.
Yeah.
if anything got sparked or even like a random memory or a random thought came across,
mm-hmm.
go and explore that. Ask the Lord about it.
Yeah.
And just even ask, like, what does that look like for me to show up with unity?
Yeah.
What's my role? What's my function in covering people?
Yeah. And if something comes up, man, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is some serious, serious growth and freedom in that moment.
Yeah.
Like you're on a trail. If you feel that, as Marlia just said that,
mm-hmm.
if that spikes something in you, good.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
It's right
that,
there.
The
yeah.
Lord is surrounding you in it.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, yeah.
Go and enjoy.
Yeah. No, we don't end these very well.
We really don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. If you enjoyed this episode of the Ancient Way podcast, drop us a like, share with your friends, share with your family. And if you would like to support us and what we are doing, and you would like to play a direct role in our growth and things that we do in the future,
we have a donation spot at the bottom of our show notes. So you can click on that, give however much you want. We appreciate absolutely everything. We appreciate our listeners. And everybody that's already come alongside and encouraged us, and
yeah.
even everybody that's been on our show. So, mm-hmm. thanks, guys.